Welcome to the latest climate podcast. Here are today's top climate news stories. Mitsubishi is stepping up its game in Australia with the EKX, a compact electric vehicle EV that might just become the most affordable option in the market. Amidst stiff competition from Chinese brands like BYD, GWM, and MG, Mitsubishi's EKX stands out not only for its potential low price, but also for its clever use of space and modern technology. Originally tested in Japan, this K-Class car has been flown to Australia to gauge interest and undergo local road tests. Despite its small size, the EKX impresses with a spacious and tech-savvy interior, offering a surprisingly roomy cabin and advanced features typically found in larger, more expensive models. It's powered by a modest electric motor, suitable for city driving and short highway stints, thanks to its quick acceleration and stable handling. While it's still uncertain how much the EKX will cost in Australia, its price in Japan suggests it could be a game changer in providing an affordable, efficient urban transport solution. With its practical design and appealing features, the Mitsubishi EKX could be a perfect fit for budget-conscious drivers and small families looking for an eco-friendly vehicle without breaking the bank. The G7 countries, including the UK, US, Canada, Italy, and Japan, have committed to ending the use of unabated coal power plants by 2035, following discussions in Turin, Italy. This decision is aimed at reducing global greenhouse gas emissions and marks a significant climate milestone after years of negotiations. The agreement allows exceptions for countries heavily dependent on coal, like Japan and Germany, by providing flexibility to meet global warming limits. The focus is on phasing out coal plants that do not employ carbon capture technology, which can prevent emissions from entering the atmosphere. This move sends a strong message globally about the importance of transitioning to cleaner energy sources. Additionally, the US has introduced new regulations requiring coal-fired power plants to capture almost all emissions, or close by 2040. Meanwhile, in the UK, the shift away from coal continues, with the planned closure of the Ratcliffe-on-Soar coal plant, which represents a minor part of its electricity generation. This collective action by the G7 underscores a significant step towards tackling climate change and promoting sustainable energy practices. Australia is making significant strides in renewable energy, with six bidders winning feasibility licenses for the country's first offshore wind farm zone off Gippsland, Victoria. The federal government has identified this 15,000 square kilometer zone as a prime location for wind energy projects. Companies like High Sea Wind, Gippsland Skies, and Star of the South Wind Farm are among the chosen ones to explore the potential of this area. They will conduct detailed environmental and geotechnical assessments to ensure sustainability and community acceptance. This initiative is part of a broader effort to boost Australia's renewable energy capacity, with the government receiving bids for 19,000 megawatts of power, far exceeding the initial request of 600 megawatts. The enthusiasm shown by developers highlights the competitive nature and the massive interest in Australia's renewable energy sector. Additionally, these projects could generate substantial employment, promising over 15,000 construction jobs and 7,500 operational jobs, significantly benefiting the local economy and supporting the state's energy targets. Federal Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Chris Bowen, emphasized the importance of community involvement in the planning stages, ensuring that the voices of Gippsland residents are heard. This development not only marks a pivotal shift towards cleaner energy, but also sets a precedent for future offshore wind projects in Australia. Anker Solix X1 is revolutionizing home energy storage in the United States with its advanced solar power system, ensuring energy is available even when the sun isn't shining. This system is particularly beneficial for residents in diverse climates, from the hot and humid conditions of Florida to the cold temperatures of northern states. The X1 offers a modular design, which means families can start with a smaller system and expand as needed, without wasting energy or space. This flexibility provides significant cost savings and the ability to scale power usage according to individual needs. Moreover, The X1 stands out with its ability to operate under extreme temperatures and maintain performance, thanks to its thermal boosting technology and battery management system. It also offers a quick switch to off-grid power in less than 20 milliseconds during outages, ensuring continuous power supply. Additionally, the X1 supports a unique mode for California residents that allows selling excess power back to the utility at peak prices, potentially reducing or even negating electricity bills. Overall, the Anker Solix X1 not only offers reliable and efficient energy storage, but also promotes energy independence and financial savings. In Washington, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has announced a significant move to ban consumer uses of methylene chloride, a chemical paint stripper linked to cancer, while maintaining certain commercial applications under strict safety measures. This decision is part of President Joe Biden's administration's broader efforts to manage toxic substances following a recent ban on asbestos. The EPA highlights that this new rule aims to safeguard American families from the severe health risks posed by methylene chloride, which has been responsible for numerous worker deaths and long-term health issues such as liver and lung cancer. Although the ban restricts consumer access, it permits some essential uses in military and industrial settings, ensuring that these are conducted with the highest safety standards. The chemical industry has expressed concerns about the ban, fearing it might disrupt the supply chain and exaggerate the chemical's risks. However, the EPA remains firm in its commitment to phase out dangerous substances and protect public health, with consumer uses to be phased out within a year and most industrial uses within 2 years. In Bangladesh, religious scholars are advocating for the use of Islamic charitable giving to fund climate adaptation efforts. They believe that harnessing the generosity of Muslims worldwide could significantly support the country in managing climate-related challenges. Islamic charity, including obligatory zakat and voluntary sadaqah, could potentially raise substantial funds, with zakat alone capable of generating close to $9.8 billion. This amount nearly matches the $9 billion Bangladesh needs annually for climate adaptation. Organizations like WaterAid are already utilizing these donations to provide clean water and sanitation solutions in salinity-affected areas, focusing on the needs of girls and young women. Additionally, in Indonesia, religious scholars have endorsed using zakat for environmental projects, such as building water facilities and creating forests with green wakf endowments. These initiatives highlight the impactful role that faith-based finance can play in addressing climate vulnerabilities, ensuring a brighter, more sustainable future for vulnerable communities. In Europe, Volkswagen's electric vehicle EV orders have impressively doubled in the first quarter of 2024, showcasing a growing interest in sustainable transportation. Despite a slowdown in EV sales growth and delivery challenges due to supply bottlenecks, which caused a 16% drop in deliveries compared to last year, the company remains optimistic. Volkswagen's chief financial officer, Arno Antlitz, expressed confidence in the electric future, although acknowledging that the transition might not be as rapid as initially hoped. Meanwhile, in China, Volkswagen's largest market, EV deliveries nearly doubled, indicating a rebound from previous low performance figures. The company is actively working to reduce battery and material costs to compete effectively with local manufacturers by 2026. This strategy includes launching new models and improving market responsiveness. Despite a 20% decline in profits and upcoming severance costs due to workforce reductions, Volkswagen is upbeat about meeting its financial goals for 2024, maintaining a strong presence in the global automotive market. Across the globe, including in the United States, former fossil fuel sites are being transformed into renewable energy hubs, marking a significant shift towards sustainable energy solutions like solar and wind power. This transformation not only helps in reducing carbon emissions, but also addresses the issue of depleting fossil fuel resources. Currently, fossil fuels still meet over 61% of electricity needs in some countries, highlighting the ongoing reliance on these energy sources. However, the move towards renewables doesn't mean we should abandon old fossil fuel facilities. Instead, repurposing these sites as centers for renewable energy production is a promising and sustainable alternative that combines historical industrial sites with modern, clean energy technologies. This approach not only preserves the infrastructure, but also contributes positively to environmental conservation and energy sustainability. Physicists in the U.S. collaborating with partners in China have achieved significant advancements in nuclear fusion, pushing us closer to accessing a nearly unlimited source of energy. Their research, conducted at the DAE-D National Fusion Facility in San Diego, focused on enhancing the stability and density of plasma and fusion reactions, key steps toward commercial viability. Nuclear fusion, which powers our sun, combines atoms under extreme conditions to release vast amounts of energy without the radioactive waste or carbon emissions associated with current energy methods like nuclear fission and fossil fuels. The team used a tokamak, a device with strong magnets that contain and manage the plasma, to achieve higher plasma densities and maintain stable reactions for longer periods. Their success in sustaining these conditions for 2.2 seconds, a notable achievement in fusion research, was detailed in the journal Nature on April 24. This breakthrough indicates that economically viable fusion energy could soon be within our reach, offering a brighter, cleaner future. In a groundbreaking study led by researchers from the University of Arizona, it has been discovered that human activities are impacting the Earth far beneath its surface, affecting areas several kilometers deep. The team explored how the extraction of oil and gas and the subsequent injection of salt water to maintain pressure alters the ancient water systems deep underground. This process, along with hydraulic fracturing or fracking, which breaks apart deep rock formations, not only causes earthquakes in typically stable areas, but also changes the natural flow and composition of subsurface fluids. The researchers highlight that human-induced fluid movement in these deep layers is significantly higher than natural processes, posing unknown risks to the environment. This study sheds light on the profound effects our actions have beneath the Earth's surface, emphasizing the need for more research in this area, especially as we explore solutions like carbon storage and geothermal energy to combat climate change. The findings, published in the journal Earth's Future, aim to increase awareness and provide insight into our environmental impacts deep within the Earth. In London, a Michigan-based startup, Virtus Solis, is making strides with SpaceX's Starship to beam clean energy from space, making it a cost-effective alternative to traditional power sources on Earth. Founded by former SpaceX engineer John Bucknell, Virtus Solis presented their innovative solar power beaming concept at the International Conference on Energy from Space. Bucknell explained that the key to affordable space-based solar power lies in heavy-lift launch capabilities, wireless power transfer, and favorable economics. With SpaceX's development of reusable rockets, the cost of launching satellites could drop significantly, potentially making space-based solar cheaper than nuclear, gas, and coal-fired power stations. Virtus Solis aims to build vast photovoltaic arrays in orbit, which would be assembled by robots and positioned in a Molniya orbit to provide constant power to Earth. This system could eventually cover global energy needs by beaming microwaves to receiving antennas on the ground, offering a sustainable and efficient solution to meet the world's emission reduction goals. The global economy is experiencing significant shifts due to the rising demand for critical minerals like cobalt, lithium, and copper, essential for energy technologies aimed at combating climate change. Companies worldwide are repositioning within production networks to secure supplies, with legislative efforts in the United States and other countries aiming to reduce dependence on China's dominant mineral processing industry. This strategic move is crucial as China processes a vast majority of these critical minerals. The U.S. is also exploring legislative measures to better understand and diversify its mineral sources, enhancing national security and environmental sustainability. In South America, countries like Bolivia, Argentina, and Chile hold over half of the world's lithium reserves, vital for battery production. Similarly, Indonesia and Australia are significant nickel producers, while the Congo leads in cobalt extraction. These minerals are not only pivotal for modern technologies, but also for transitioning to greener energy solutions. However, the extraction and processing of these minerals raise environmental and humanitarian concerns, particularly in developing regions where labor practices are often criticized. Efforts to innovate and reduce reliance on scarce minerals are underway, with companies like Niron Magnetics developing alternatives using more abundant materials. As the demand for these minerals grows, the push for ethical sourcing and environmental consideration becomes increasingly urgent, highlighting the need for global cooperation and sustainable practices in the mining sector. A decade ago, the outlook on climate change was grim. But today, thanks to advancements in technology and a shift in politics, the scenario is much brighter. The costs of renewable energy sources like solar and wind power, as well as electric batteries, have significantly decreased. This economic shift suggests that countries can now combat climate change without sacrificing their developmental goals or the prosperity of their citizens. Hannah Ritchie, the deputy editor and lead researcher at Our World in Data, and author of Not the End of the World: How We Can Be the First Generation to Build a Sustainable Planet, shares an optimistic view. She believes that we are now in a unique position to address climate issues effectively, debunking the notion that viable solutions have been ignored for decades. Her insights offer hope that we can indeed build a sustainable future without compromising on the quality of life. The Biden administration in the United States has introduced new rules aimed at accelerating the approval process for clean energy projects while ensuring that the environmental and social impacts are thoroughly considered. These rules, issued by the White House Council on Environmental Quality, are part of an effort to implement reforms mandated by last year's bipartisan debt ceiling legislation. This legislation required modifications to the National Environmental Policy Act, which has been a cornerstone for environmental oversight for over five decades. The updated guidelines not only aim to speed up the development of projects like wind and solar power lines, but also include stricter review processes for projects that could negatively affect the climate or low-income communities. This initiative reflects a significant step towards balancing rapid infrastructure development with essential environmental and community protections, promoting a greener and more inclusive future. Mexico's control over its energy sector, a source of national pride since the 1938 nationalization of oil from U.S. and British companies, is facing challenges as it aims to meet climate goals. The country celebrates this historic event annually, and it remains a significant part of the national identity taught in schools across the nation. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a staunch supporter of state-run energy, has influenced the current energy policies, which favor the government-run entities, Pemex and the Federal Electricity Commission, CFE. These policies, however, complicate Mexico's commitment to generating 43% of its energy from non-contaminating sources by 2030. Currently, only about 22% of Mexico's electricity comes from clean sources. Presidential candidates propose various energy strategies, but all lean towards minimal private sector involvement, which experts believe could hinder progress towards reducing greenhouse emissions. Claudia Sheinbaum, a leading candidate, supports continuing large-scale petroleum operations and emphasizes state control over energy, despite her background in climate science. Overall, Mexico's journey towards a greener future is intertwined with its historical and ongoing preference for state dominance in the energy sector. Researchers at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology have developed a groundbreaking sodium-ion battery that could revolutionize energy storage. This new battery uses sodium, a chemical element that is both more abundant and cheaper than lithium, traditionally used in batteries. Led by Professor Jung-Koo Kang, the team has successfully addressed common issues with sodium-ion batteries, such as slow charging times and limited power output, by creating a hybrid system that combines the best features of conventional batteries and supercapacitors. This innovative design allows the battery to charge quickly and hold a significant amount of energy. Impressively, the new sodium-ion battery surpasses the energy density of commercial lithium-ion batteries and matches the power density of supercapacitors, making it suitable for a wide range of applications, from electric vehicles to aerospace technologies. The research findings were detailed in the journal Energy Storage Materials, showcasing a promising future for energy storage solutions. Mayab Horrigan, a final-year student from Tipperary, Ireland, is making strides in the field of renewable and electrical energy engineering at a technological university. Despite attending an all-girls secondary school without engineering subjects, Mayab's passion led her to pursue electrical engineering. Her education emphasizes practical, hands-on learning in smaller class sizes, which enhances interaction with accommodating lecturers. Over 4 years, she has gained extensive knowledge in renewable energy, including wind and solar farms, and has completed a significant placement with HNMV, an electrical company in Limerick. This experience bridged the gap between theoretical studies and practical work, proving invaluable. Currently, Mayab is working on a final year project using industry-relevant software to design solar farms, aiming to contribute to Ireland's sustainability goals. Additionally, HNMV is sponsoring her final year and has offered her a job post-graduation. Mayab looks forward to further opportunities in this growing field, benefiting from her proximity to the Limerick campus and the enhanced recognition of her university degree. In Canada, a new study suggests that climate change poses a greater threat to caribou herds than habitat loss, challenging long-held beliefs about their decline. Melanie Dickey, a senior caribou ecologist at the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute, led the research published in Global Change Biology. Traditionally, the destruction of old-growth forests by industries was blamed for the caribou's threatened status, as it also facilitated predator access. However, Dickey's study, focusing on northeastern Alberta and northwestern Saskatchewan, found that rising temperatures have allowed white-tailed deer, and consequently wolves, to migrate into caribou territories. Despite significant human disturbance in these areas, the study revealed that colder, snowier climates saw fewer deer, indicating that climate change had a more substantial impact on wildlife patterns than habitat alteration. This finding could shift conservation efforts, suggesting that strategies like wolf culling or deer hunting might become necessary alongside habitat restoration to ensure the survival of caribou in the changing climate. Dickey emphasizes the importance of continuing habitat restoration for broader ecological benefits, despite the challenges posed by climate change.